Rather warm high of 60 degrees expected. Then Sunday, a slight chance of showers in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high in the upper 60s expected. It's 47 degrees outside now. KQEN News Time is 8:50.
It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is always interesting to learn about real estate, what is happening in the Umpqua Valley. Real estate is one of those essentially evolving canvases that just fun to watch for a lot of people. Mary, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Douglas County. Thanks for having me in, Kyle.
So what has the past week been like? What do things look like right now in local real estate?
Well, things are still moving. I'm happy to see the sellers are coming on the market. In the last 7 days, we had 4 coming soon listings. So this is a higher number than we've seen. We have sellers that are prepping their houses, getting ready to hit the market.
So I didn't realize that was an actual category.
Yeah, well, it became a category probably in the last couple of years. Basically, it allows people, the buyers and consumers out there to know, say, hey, this house is coming on the market. We can't actively show it yet until it's actually active on the market, but it allows an opportunity for buyers out there to go, hey, this is coming on. I'm going to be ready to go look at it when it does come on.
Well, and it does get your attention because a couple weeks ago I was out in some part of Hillcrest, I think, and I saw one of those signs for somebody that was coming soon, and that caught me off guard. And that's where I, when you mentioned that, it made me think about that is now a category. I looked at that and went, okay, let's just see what happens and see when it goes on the market.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of build some anticipation, but I think it's nice for buyers to have that notice that it's coming.
So what about new listings?
New listings. We saw a little bit of an uptick in new listings for the last 7 days. We had 31 new listings come on the market. And comparing that to month to date, we're at 94 listings that came on in January.
So is that a pretty good number for January?
I think it's better than last January. Yeah, definitely. If we want to talk about the newest listings that came on the market, the lowest priced new listing was $20,000 for a 0.41 of an acre lot off Touchstone Lane, and that's already pending. The lowest priced new residential listing is for a home in a park off Glenda Avenue for $79,000.
And what about the higher end of the scale?
So the higher end of the scale, we saw a $1.2 million listing go on the market. It's an 8-unit apartment complex in Sutherland. That is already pending as well. The highest priced residential listing came on the market for $990,000. And it's actually a 109-acre ranch out Strawberry Mountain Lane. It's a horse property. And it's got a big shop with living quarters. So if you like smaller living.
You know, it's interesting for a property like that. Those are obviously specialized. You aren't going to have as many people jumping out there and showing interest. But for that many acres, and especially if you're interested in horses and you've always wanted to do something, and that's a good price point.
Yes, definitely. And it's a lot of hay ground, hay production. So
now, what about houses that come back on the market?
Back on the market. We saw 12 homes that came back on the market. These could have come back on the market because of a failed sale, or they were possibly didn't sell the first time, so they're back on the market now.
And what about price changes?
Price changes, these are holding pretty steady. We saw 25 price changes in the last 7 days. So people that are sitting there, they want some action. They want their house sold. No, they're adjusting it to try to attract the activity.
And what about the pending numbers?
Boy, this is a number that I'm always interested in looking at. Pending sales for the week, we are at 34. The last 3 weeks, pending sales have outpaced new listings coming on the market. This is just basically saying that if we keep going at this rate, inventory is shrinking on a daily basis.
Wow.
Yeah, and compared to the month, we had 102 pending sales so far this month.
And what about ones that have gotten sold?
Sold, we saw a jump in closed sales this week to 27. And currently, month to date, we're at 77 closed sales.
Now, you've got a category here I'm curious about, expired. What does that mean?
So expired listings, those were listings houses or properties that were on the market and did not sell. And so some of these may have come back on the market, but it's just, it's kind of nice to gauge this to see what's happening in the market if houses aren't selling.
So sometimes people, rather than just leaving them on until they sell, at some point you've got to kind of regroup and refigure things.
Right. Yep. They are like, am I really wanting to sell? What's my purpose? You know, is what I'm doing working? You know, maybe things have changed.
Yeah, and things are always changing in the real estate market. What about some tips for people? I mean, everybody wants to make the most money if they're going to sell their home.
So definitely, if you're wanting to sell your home as a seller, here's some tips for sellers to get the most money when selling your home. I mean, we're at the end of January. It's not too late to start taking some action today, because most of the sellers we see put their houses on in March and April. So this is going to give you time to get some of these done. Number one, if you're thinking about selling, find a trusted real estate agent that knows the market inside and out and can help you get your home sold more quickly and for more money. And, you know, and interview several candidates to make sure that you find an agent that you get along with. The smoother the process will be in that case.
It's such a big investment. You are really, you know, if you've not done it before, or if you're wanting to do it again, or maybe you've moved into the area, you're not a real estate person yourself. And with, you know, if you're going to make such a big purchase, it only makes sense to deal with people who this is their work life.
Yeah, definitely. This is sometimes people's biggest financial investment.
All right. So find a trusted agent, then what?
So next, definitely invest in value-adding improvements, right? So just spending a little money on projects is going to get you a huge return, right? Garage door replacements is a valuable investment. It always helps with the first impression. And then some other improvements that we recommend are minor kitchen upgrades, right? So think about like resurfacing your cabinets or painting them, replacing your countertops. Always, you know, a fresh coat of paint and updating the fixtures and hardware makes a huge impression. Updated kitchens and bathrooms are improvements that add the most value to a home.
What about curb appeal?
Curb appeal is so important. I mean, when people are driving up to your house, they're going to make a decision on whether they want to see it or not. So it's your very first impression. So things we recommend is, you know, trimming up your bushes, making sure the grass is cut, adding fresh bark mulch, making, you know, adding some flowers to make the colors pop by the front door.
And, you know, I saw a house for sale recently that the yard needed to be mowed like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And it was a nice looking house, but, you know, if you looked at that, you're not putting your best face forward.
Right. That makes a buyer wonder, like, gosh, this seller's not taking care of this house. What else could be going on?
Yeah. So what else should you be doing?
I think an important thing is getting a pre-listing inspection. Whether you hire an inspector to do this or whether you do some things on your own, I've recommended to sellers before, if they're going to list their house, you know, and they're capable of doing this, crawl around in your crawl space, check your plumbing, see if anything's leaking. Do you have standing water under your house? Is there a vapor barrier installed? Some of these things have helped my sellers save a ton of money down the road, knowing that they had an issue that they got corrected before they went on the market.
And sometimes they didn't even know they had an issue or something hadn't been done.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Now, the next thing you wanted to hit is really, in this day and age, really big, important one.
Yes, definitely. You know, always make sure that whoever you hire is going to have professional photos done on your house. You know, a lot of these agents that are doing this full-time will hire a high-quality photographer that is going to help you get your home sold for the highest price. I mean, people start their home search online, and that's the best way to attract showings.
Yeah, it's so important today. We're not even going to get through all of these, but we got time for one more.
Yep, definitely. And stage your home, right? People want to walk into your house and visualize what their belongings are going to look like. So that means just like removing as much as you can and just living a minimal lifestyle so that you can be ready for showings. A buyer can walk in and see their stuff.
All right. Mary Gilbert of Keller Williams Group, Southern Oregon. How do people get connected with your staff?
Definitely. You can reach us by phone or text at 541-371-5500 and at our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg.
All right, Mary, thanks for being in here today.
Thank you, Kyle.
From the Seven Feathers.